Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
By a vote of 219 to 208, the House referred two articles of impeachment against President Biden, one for abuse of power and one for dereliction of duty. Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed the impeachment articles to advance without officially endorsing them. Representative Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Colorado, prompted the action this week to force a vote on the resolution that accuses Biden of orchestrating an invasion of the United States through lax immigration policies. Most Democrats denounced the move to impeach. The Qatari Investment Authority is close to buying a stake in three American professional sports teams.
The Athletic reports the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar is in talks to buy a stake in the parent company that owns Washington's local NBA, NHL, and WNBA teams. The deal for the small ownership stake would be valued at about $4 billion. This follows an agreement between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-owned public investment fund to merge the Tour and LIV Golf. I'm Ryan Daniels.
USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Immigration, not the birth rate, is responsible for a slight increase in the number of white and Asian people in the USA.
The Census Bureau measures population growth two ways, immigration and natural growth, where births outnumber deaths. This new report says were it not for immigration, the number of white people in the USA would have decreased last year by more than 85,000. It's the same dynamic for Asians. On the other hand, the Hispanic population grew by more than 1 million last year, three-quarters of that fueled by natural growth. That was also the biggest factor in the population increases for blacks and Native Americans. I'm Richard Johnson.
And again, our top story, the Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that had been missing.
The Coast Guard says the missing submersible used to view the Titanic suffered a catastrophic implosion. Parts of the missing Titan was found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Questions are being raised. Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown host Josh Gates took a dive in the Titan and said he refused a second trip because of safety concerns.
I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
An investigation is underway to determine what exactly happened. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening in to TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Megan Barth. She is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Knights, Stanley Cup champs, huh?
Yeah, so good. And it was just such a thrilling, exciting week and just a great team. I've gone to a few games. Unfortunately, couldn't go to any of the finals, but it's a hockey game unlike anyone has ever been to. And I've taken plenty of people from the East Coast, and it just has this whole Vegas show experience, you know, during the timeouts and the breaks and the beginning and the end, and it's just a real big boom for Las Vegas.
Well, that's awesome. Well, and I was happy to see, at least I haven't seen any reports, unlike what happened with the Denver Nuggets, who won the NBA championship, that decided to shoot them up, and I think, 12 people were shot over 2 days of celebrating. Vegas a little bit more calm and respectful and appreciative of a celebration. They didn't feel it necessary to, turn the street upside down.
I have to say is that Golden Knights fans are just some of the friendliest, funnest fans you've ever met, because they're there for the experience. They're there for the team. This team is an expansion team. It's a new team. Came to Las Vegas. The owner thought that ice hockey in the desert was going to make it, and it did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we are just very loyal fans, and we're very respectful, and we love our city. We had the largest mass shooting in the country's history on October 4th. That really rattled us to our core. But it is the fan base. And it is also hats off to our Metro Police. They don't mess around. They do not allow, behavior like that to take place, on the Strip, unless it's a very isolated incident and the cops don't notice it, but overall, we're just a very safe, friendly, happy city.
Well, congratulations to the Golden Knights, Stanley Cup champs. Going to be a lot of fun for the year, and I have this sense that you're going to get a chance to get up close to that Stanley Cup. That if you've never experienced that, oh my goodness, I was in Anaheim, California, when the Ducks won, and to get up close and to sense the tradition. The majesty of the Stanley Cup and what it represents, it is so cool. So get ready.
I will.
Yeah, you got it. I want to talk a bit about what's happening in recent days regarding the Wuhan virus. We've got more stories, things that you and I talked about forever from day one. And we, again, are being vindicated and proven right, whereas the government officials who insisted that they knew better and how much they put the American people at risk, and dare I say the world, because a lot of people took this information from Fauci and our government sources and said, well, the United States is doing it, so they must know better. But here we're finding out, more of the truth on this issue. And, like everything else that's going on with the weaponization of our government and all these things, this criminality by this administration and this bureaucracy, I'll tell you, Megan, we have to insist that people would be held into account here. And I'm not talking that they just lose their jobs. I'm thinking, here they are with a former president threatening 400 years of jail time for an overdue book, a library book, basically. And the damage that these government officials did and the lives that were put in jeopardy, actual lives of people died because of their policies, what they did. And to me, it demands more than just a loss of a job. What do you say?
Well, I think I've used this phrase before on your show, and without accountability, the criminality will continue. And I think that's exactly what has been missing for many, many years, if not decades, in this country, whereby, politicians who are supposed to act on behalf of the will of the people, and the government is actually our government and acts as the service, that whole relationship has shifted, whereby now the government has become this all-encompassing, centralized, powerful entity and is actually, as you say, a weaponized machine against the very people that elected those within the machine, whereby politicians now are somehow deified, and these figures that are celebrity-like. That is not how it's supposed to be. They are supposed to be quote unquote civil servants. But when you look at the amount of wealth that has been centralized in and around DC, what comes along with centralized wealth and centralized power? It's corruption. That's just a very natural consequence of the combination of those two things. Some of the wealthiest suburbs in the country, if not the wealthiest suburbs in the country, are all around D.C. I believe I read not too long ago that the most Lamborghini dealerships are within, just a couple zip codes of D.C.
Most of them, by the way, Megan, most of those purchases are cash transactions.
Of course.
Of course. We're not talking. We're not talking somebody going out and getting a loan for a Lamborghini. No, they're laying down greenbacks.
Right. So when you see this, with that corruption comes this infallibility or belief of infallibility, and this corruption of power. Some of them, like Fauci, for example, making $500,000 a year on taxpayer salary for what? He was wrong during the AIDS epidemic.
Exactly.
Why wasn't he fired then?
No.
I'm still walking around, right? I never wore a mask. I didn't believe in masks. I knew that they were ineffective. I didn't get the vaccine. I was in the vaccine industry for 20 years. I knew a little bit about
that. I was going to say, you got a background and understanding and knowledge of what was going on. So it wasn't like you were just being blatantly stubborn and defiant here. It's your own intellect and background taught you different.
Yeah, the science. When I followed the science, which I was raised on since I was a little girl, when I followed the true science, the science that existed, just the simple basic science of like washing your hands, maintaining your distance, isolating the fragile, and the immune compromised, the very simple things that we had done throughout the course of history. The only thing that was different during this pandemic, which quite frankly wasn't deadlier than any other pandemic, the cure was more deadly than the pandemic.
Exactly. Right. It wasn't even the cure. It was their response to the pandemic because we never got a cure.
Right. Right. Well, I should have put cure in air quotes.
Right. Exactly. I sense you were doing that. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you look at what the government mandated that people did, and it was everything that was antithetical to science, which, of course, caused me alarm. Right. I'm thinking, what are they doing? Like, what is, you know, I knew coming from the vaccine industry that a vaccine takes 14 years to develop. There is no such thing as a warp speed vaccine. But then we find out later that they already had this vaccine pretty much readily developed because they had already predicted that there was going to be a pandemic. Oh, guess what? It was going to be a coronavirus pandemic.
Exactly. Go figure. Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Just about, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I'm Bill Martinez. She's Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is also the very much appreciated editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. We were talking, all this information coming out regarding COVID-19. And, of course, we can be thankful for the American people, putting the power in the hands of the Republican Party. Because if the Republicans were not in charge of the House and doing these investigations, it wouldn't have pressed the DNI to finally come out and issue this report that I think is just extraordinary and quite revealing. And as you say, you know, we who followed the science, I'd say a combination of science and common sense, Megan, you know, we were well protected. I never got the vaccine. I believed in natural immunity, and even to this day, most recently, because just out of, you know, curiosity, you know, because, you know, I think Dr. Fauci at one point said, well, natural immunity will only last a couple months. Megan, it's been over 2 years, and I am measuring those markers to see how my immunity is holding up, and the doctor again reported here 2 months ago, Bill, your immunity is as strong as ever.
Right. And that's what, you know, one of the reasons why you let kids get dirty, right? So you build up when they're toddlers, you know, let them play in the dirt, you know, let them touch things. Because, you know, they have a young, robust system of response whereby that builds the immunity to a lot of viruses. You see, for example, my girlfriend has three kids, and when they were born, she would continually Clorox everything. And I told her to stop. I said, you cannot sterilize environments where children are, or they are going to develop allergies. They are going to develop sicknesses. They're always going to be sick. And guess what? They are the most allergic sick kids you've ever met in your life. So, you know, when the only difference in this pandemic from prior pandemic was the response. But it was the response because what was going on in the world? It was an election. And you had Donald Trump, who is the greatest threat to the powerful, corrupt cabal of Washington, D.C., and all the branches of it. He was the greatest threat to their power. It wasn't the American people. They weren't afraid of the American people.
Right.
They were afraid, and they should be. They were afraid of one man who knew too much, who had too much power, and who interrupted their goals.
He wasn't beholden in any way, in form, and fashion as they were. They were all captured. I mean, you know, this point that Gary Bauer makes regarding this is, you know, think about it. Progressives and those that were in charge in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, if they were, you know, had any kind of curiosity on behalf of the American people to discover the origins of COVID, why didn't they? Why didn't they act on behalf of the American? I mean, to me, it's quite telling in contrast where now the Republicans who are in charge are exercising said curiosity and they're forcing these government bureaucrats to come up with the truth. Because look at, if you don't force them to do this, they're going to continue. And, you know, this is what was so disparaging, you know, for them when Hillary Clinton didn't win, because they could have kept everything shrouded. All this stuff that Barack Obama had put into motion, all this, you know, bribery scandal that Joe Biden was involved in, even though we saw it on television, you know, he at the, what was it, the World Economic Forum, I believe, some meeting where he was just so gleefully bragging about how he got the prosecutor from Ukraine fired because he was looking into his son's business. Well, wait, what? You're withholding $1 billion in order to get this prosecutor fired, and you do, and you laugh about it, and the mainstream media just lets that go by like it's nothing.
Right, and what the mainstream media, along with the FBI, did is they simply buried the truth in order to protect Joe Biden and his criminal family, in order for him to get elected. So they really had a trifecta. They used the pandemic in order to change voting laws across the country. Nevada, for example, is one of them. Unlimited ballot harvesting we have here, mail-in ballots universally to all registered voters, no matter if the rolls are dirty or not. And then for the first time in history, in this country's history, they stopped counting ballots on election night, waited to see how many they needed, and then all of a sudden, and that was just in the swing states that Donald Trump needed. And then they just found out how many ballots they needed in these swing states. And then we saw Wisconsin flip, and we saw, you know, Georgia, and we saw Arizona, and the list goes on and on. So it's really hard for us to even believe that there wasn't any a modicum of fraud that would have changed this election. How is it that Donald Trump gets 70 million votes and then somehow a doddering fool who's nearly 80 years old, who never had a large campaign, who forced people to sit in what they call them, spaced circles.
Yes.
Social distancing circles. Mm-hmm. I was always social distancing. You know, all of that malarkey, as you would say. This doddering fool gets 80 million votes. The most president, like Barack Obama, okay, who is an iconic figure, first black president, didn't even get 80 million votes. Give me a break. No one believes this. And so,
of course, if you got 80 million votes, where's the coattails? There should have been a blue wave to, you know, strike up the band. No coattails. So what's all that about? I mean, and this is why, Megan, to your point. But this is to your point, though, why 70% of America believes, as you just said, that there were shenanigans, and it's hard to believe the outcome of the 2020 election. And the government has done nothing whatsoever to quell anybody's conscience, to help us feel secure that, oh, all these things have been taken care of, and that 2024 will not be a repeat of what happened in 2020. COVID or no COVID.
Yeah, I mean, they manipulate the system. They manipulate people. We still have people walking around with N95 masks and blue filthy masks, thinking that somehow works. They deluded a certain segment of this population to be dependent on government, like that's going to save them. But, you know, my friend and I were talking the other day about this. I was basically giving her a very simple, rudimentary lesson in economics. I basically said, when government expands, businesses contract and behaviors change. And I said, if you don't understand that after the 3 years of what we just went through in COVID, I don't know how else to make that a stark reality for you. You know, the behaviors, what I was most disturbed by was not only the government reaction to a virus that has been taking on and mutating in multiple different forms for decades, centuries, for decades. I was more disturbed by how willingly the American people went along with the fraud.
They surrendered their liberties. Unbelievable. You're exactly right.
Completely surrendered their liberties. Yeah. And followed everything as the gospel of what this deity named Fauci was saying and doing, even though he was pictured at a Boston Red Sox game, you know, eating popcorn and Cracker Jack and eating hot dogs without his mask on. And even when he wasn't eating, he didn't have his mask on. And I'm thinking, when I'm saying that, aren't people getting it?
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't he have to wear a mask?
Right.
Why do all
that's like Newsom at that French hotel there up in the wine country, right?
Example.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, you can go and, you know, open up, you know, $500 bottles of wine at a table celebrating a birthday party with, you know, 18 of his closest friends. Meanwhile, no restaurants are open. We can't eat dinner inside. We're supposedly supposed to eat in plastic cubes outside in the winter. You know, and you look at all of this absolute insanity. You know, I still can't believe that I somehow came out on the other end and I'm not in prison. It nearly drove me as insane as the insanity that I was surrounded by.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad that we got
I think you're right. I think what you're touching on here is that there's probably still a portion of America that's suffering PTSD from this. You know, if the truth be known.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had actually this pandemic was more deadly when you look at it from when you look at it from the spike in depression and anxiety and the related deaths related to that, when you look at the suicide rates related to the depression and anxiety that occurred during COVID, when you look at the drug addiction.
Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, gosh, I remember when BLM first came on the scene. And I got to tell you, I was amazed how quick even the Catholic Church kind of embraced BLM. And I remember talking, to the priest and saying, I think you need to slow down here a little bit and understand what Black Lives Matter really do you understand really what, you know, what they're all about? You know, it seemed like such an emotional kind of response to what was happening without a full understanding, a complete understanding of who was behind and who was Black Lives Matter and what exactly were they, were they trying to accomplish? Were they really trying to help the black community, or was this just another race hustle that was taking place? And it seems that what we suspected was the case, and that now here we are, several years later, appreciating that Black Lives Matter has been confirmed as a complete fraud. With us to talk more about it is the nationally renowned forensic criminologist and death investigator, Dr. Ron Martinelli. Dr. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, Dr. Ron, you wrote about this in your book, in your series of books, about Black Lives Matter. And so this was not a big surprise for you. You saw this as a race hustle from day one, didn't you?
I certainly did. Because, you know, like they say, you got to follow the money. And you've got to see where the money is coming from. But then you also have to look at the narrative. Okay, so there's all sorts of wonderful organizations out there that help people of color. Black Lives Matter is not one of those. I know all three of the real founding members of the Black Lives Matter movement personally, wrote extensively about them, in my book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. And all of them came from Marxist backgrounds, and they're self-avowed Marxists. So this isn't any speculation on my part or any other investigator's part. When we took a look, and we continue to take a look at the causes that Black Lives Matter, demonstrate against and causes other people to demonstrate and riot against, every single one of those cases was a fraudulent case. In other words, there was a false narrative behind it.
Right.
They were founded in 2014 based on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman shoot. Right? That's chapter one of my book. And I give people the truth. The truth of the, George Zimmerman, not a very intelligent guy, but not a murderer. They have the entire narrative reversed.
And by the way, just for the record, Dr. Ron, not a white Hispanic, okay?
Right.
Remember when that first came out? He was a white Hispanic. I had to call my mom up and go, "Hey, Mom, can you help me understand this? What's a white Hispanic?" She laughed and couldn't believe it.
They had Zimmerman on top of Trayvon Martin when the opposite was the truth. They had Zimmerman chasing Trayvon Martin, where that was not the case. It was actually the other way around. And, the whole thing was fraudulent. But when you take a look at George Soros, who is a twice convicted felon, both from his home country of Hungary and then also from France, he's a currency manipulator. He's poured, I think, by this time, about $115 million into the BLM. Even the founding member, one of the three, Patrice Caloor, so there's three, Patrice Caloor, Opal Tamati, and Alicia Garza. Patrice Caloor has now been sort of retired from the BLM because she has been found to have taken money and bought mansions. I refer to the BLM as, is buying large mansions. And she bought mansions in California. They bought a mansion up in Canada. And she has admitted, on tape, she has admitted that the Black Lives Matter movement has never given a dime to any black people, especially the so-called victims of police oppression. What they refer to as police murders. I refer to them as officer-involved shootings. And so this, she got a lot of celebrities, BLM got a lot of celebrities involved in funding the movement. But the movement is all about breaking down our democratic process.
Exactly.
And they do that with what I refer to as the four Ds. So, disenfranchise, disengage, defund and dissolve law enforcement, because law enforcement are the protectors and the enforcers of the rule of law. And so if you remove the people that enforce and protect the rule of law, you have chaos and anarchy, and that's what they want. They want the really black separatists, black nationalists, they want that are with a Marxist background that want to completely decimate the democratic process in the United States.
And that's what Marxists do. And see, people are failing to understand how diabolical and how systemic their belief system, their doctrine. The other thing, I'm going to go back to what you were saying earlier regarding Trayvon Martin. Remember, and this is the other thing that's so overlooked time and again, is our president at the time, Barack Obama. Remember his statement that Trayvon could have been his son? I mean, what did he do to tap? I mean, if anything, he energized Black Lives Matter. And let's take a look at the records. How often was BLM at the White House during the Biden-Obama administration?
Well, we found, looking at the White House records, that BLM was inside the White House over 60 times, having special meetings with the highest ranking White House staff members. Ray Spader, Reverend Al Sharpton, was there 65 times where we didn't have, any law enforcement presence or anybody speaking on behalf of the criminal justice system or law enforcement meeting with those types of executives in the White House. We'll just take one thing, and I just did, because I'm in Chicago. I mean, I do the state of Illinois as an expert, so I'm on top of the stats in the city of Chicago. I got this morning stats, and I wanted to present them to you. So,
okay.
one of the huge Black Lives Matter false narratives is police officers indiscriminately murder people of color, indiscriminately and disproportionately murder people of color. So here are the stats in the city of Chicago as of this morning. 262 homicides, 241 of those homicides were people shot and killed, 941 people shot and wounded. And we're only halfway through the year here.
Right. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But here are the striking statistics. 96% of all of the people shot and killed and shot and wounded are people of color. 81.4% mm-hmm. black, 14.2% Hispanic. Okay? And they okay. were shot and killed and shot and wounded by other people of color at the same, almost the same statistical margin.
Right, exactly.
Police officers this year in the city of Chicago have killed only three people, and they have shot and wounded two people. So if you run the stats, people of color as of today in the city of Chicago have shot and killed 80 times more people of color than police have, and they have shot and wounded a whopping 470, not percent, times more people of color than the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like you're almost suggesting that the police need more target practice. I mean, if that's their kill rate. I mean, I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. But no, I mean, this is absurd, but go ahead.
Well, you know, and then last year, there were over, we just got to 600 homicides last in all of 2022, almost exactly 600. I think there was like 601. And the police only killed, in the entire year, they only killed two people. Right? And all of right. the shootings were justifiable. This is the stuff that they propound to the public, and the ignorant and disengaged public just suck it up and repeat it back like parrots.
Yeah. And meanwhile, how much taxpayer money goes to defend this false narrative? And we're not doing any better on it because, you know, as you say, follow the money. People do that which they get rewarded for. And we've got a group of people that are getting, you know, rewarded on the body counts just of people in Chicago. And so it makes you wonder, if it's happening in Chicago, what about these other big cities across the country?
Well, it's happening in all of the big cities because I have a national presence.
Right, exactly. Okay, let's pick it up on the other side. We got to go to quick break. More from Dr. Ron after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Dr. Ron Martinelli. He's a nationally renowned forensic criminologist and death investigator. Ron, we were talking about, these numbers, which are quite revealing what's going on. I mean, how do you... how do you refute these? I mean, this is black and white when you've got these kind of numbers, but yet they have such a stranglehold on this narrative that numbers don't matter, you know, and people just aren't paying attention. And meanwhile, you know, we're not gaining any ground. It's actually getting worse. And the people of Illinois have just got to be so frustrated, especially the people who are right there at ground zero, right? Because they're the ones that are having to deal with it, you know, every weekend.
But you know, they're literally hostages in their homes. But they're disengaged. Then that's the problem with the general American public. I mean, if you look at, every once in a while, Jesse Waters programs, and this is how Jesse Waters started out. He was the man on the street, and he was doing, kind of funny surveys. But they ask, you know, who's the Vice President of the United States? When was the Civil War fought? Who did we fight during the Revolutionary War? And you've got college graduates, you know, drinking beer on the beach, and they can't even give you a cogent answer. They have no idea. And this is all part of the dumbing down of America. And so people have to remember, and I would really tell people, and it's not a hard read, it's a very quick read, to go to Saul Alinsky and to take a look at Rules for Radicals, which is, you know, his book. And of course, he was a famous communist, that grew up in the 20s and 30s, and I think he died around 1972. But he wrote this book about how you can basically come in and take over the United States with Marxist doctrine. And one of the elements, a key element, is indoctrination at the very lowest level of our education, which is preschool, then going into kindergarten and going through. And when everybody takes a look at what is happening in our school system and, you know, the whole alphabet community getting involved and the trans community getting involved and the Marxist community getting involved, literally not educating, not teaching people about civics. By the way, civics isn't even taught in school anymore. The dumbing down of the populace is very key if you want to take over the American society.
Right. Well, and the American people, parents, were willing, because they're so caught up in working and trying to survive, that I mean, this was a comprehensive attack on the culture, Dr. Ron, that took place.
No, I don't disagree at all. Yes, right, absolutely. You know, I'm a father of four children, and I've got three grandchildren, and we have to spend additional time with, you know, our family at the education process. All of our kids now are all grown, and they're all professionals in their own right. But with the grandchildren, right from the get-go, we have to be very careful vetting what kind of education they're receiving, who is teaching that education. You need to look at your kids' books. You need to get into those books and ask. You need to find out what the education methodology is, and you need to be thoroughly involved in your kids' educations, or they will grow up in this world to become Marxists. The disresonance of the United States of America and all of our foundations is huge all the way through, you know, through our educational level, unfortunately.
It is so pervasive, Dr. Ron. I can tell you, I just got back from California. I was spending some time with the grandkids, and it was shocking how indoctrinated they had become. And I have to be careful, because I'm almost walking on eggshells, because it's even like, you know, with the parents, you know, my own kids, their parents. I'm trying to say, do you know what's going on here? I mean, I'm in a conservative area, traditionally, Orange County, California, that has traditionally been conservative, and how that's been overtaken, and how pronoun sensitive the parents have to be. They can't even refer to, you know, they're doing outside interest meeting group with young girls. They can't even talk to them as girls. They can't say, well, ladies or girls. I mean, it's all so pervasive and subtle. But what they're doing is, it's the grooming process, preparing the kids for indoctrination and this whole Marxist movement that's been taking place. And the parents are so busy, you know, trying to survive, provide for their kids and everything, that they're really just not paying attention. And I tell them, did you check and see about these pornographic books, for example? You know, well, they're not in the classroom. Well, yeah, they took them out of the classroom, but where did they put them? Can you say library? They're in the library. You know, they just, they know how to, this is like a game of, you know, hiding the pea in the shell. And it's all movement. And this is what the education system is doing right now. And it's unconscionable what's going on. You know, a parent gets upset because all of a sudden you got these gender option bathrooms. Of course, this is, happens, you know, in Virginia, I believe, where, you know, a man's daughter is raped because a young man says, well, I feel like a girl, and goes in and rapes his daughter. And, you know, he's raised in hell about it. You can't blame him. I mean, this girl's scarred for life. And these idiot educators, these board supervisors go, oh, okay, we took care of the problem. What did you do? Well, we sent him to another school. Okay, what did he do there? He did the same thing. This is how idiotic this is.
With the case. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting you mention Orange County, because my California office is in Orange County.
Okay.
My main office is in Texas, but I started out in California and still have an office there. Yeah, California is nuts. I grew up, was born and raised in San Francisco, did my entire law enforcement career in the San Francisco Bay Area at the San Jose Police Department. And I've got to tell you, what they've done to my city, the city of San Francisco, is just unforgivable. I won't even go there. And ever since they shot the UDA, undocumented alien, shot and killed Kate Steinle.
Yes, exactly.
In San Francisco, I swore that I would never return to the city, and I haven't. Yeah. And it's just gotten so much worse. You can go around. Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. Let me go talk to Portland, which is Portland, which I was the expert there for 8 years. A beautiful city before. You go out there and you could drink coffee and just have a great time. It is a third world cesspool. I was the expert there when I saw Ted Wheeler coming in, who was a huge BLM and Antifa advocate. I told the city attorney, I said, I've got to go. I can't stay here. And look at what's happened to that city.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the devastation has taken place, and you just go right down the line. You know, Baltimore, I mean, these cities that, you know, Ron, will they ever recover? I mean, some have been, they have been in disrepair, you know, going on, you know, more than a decade. And it's just amazing. And at even at the federal level, it's like they're just all yawning. And meanwhile, in the middle of all this crisis, let's just leave our borders, our southern borders, wide open to people that are coming in that are beholden to the cartels. You know, I was talking with somebody else, a mayor out of Hartford, Connecticut. I said, you're not even vetting these people. You know, you don't even know if they're friend or foe, and you're just letting them come in, and then you all agree that every state has become a border state, and you're allowing this danger to enter your cities, and you're just yawning about it. What is going on here? There's no sense of urgency, Dr. Ron.
Well, you know, I have to work on border issues because of a couple of subcontractor jobs that I do that I can't go into, but I will tell you that there are seven transnational cartels, Mexican drug and human trafficking and sex trafficking cartels, seven of them. And they have established footholds in the United States of America, and they are more powerful by far than the Italian mafia or the Russian mafia or the Italian and the Russian mafia combined. You know, I'm going to give my a plug about it. I just got the published international already, Amazon international best-selling book called Border Justice,
and justice
spelled J-U-S-T-U-S, because I write fiction, but everything in my books, in my Wade Justice Texas Ranger series, is, and it's a contemporary mystery thriller series, is all 100% accurate. So all the statistics, all the entities I talk about, the problems that are going on in the United States and internationally, where my character goes, are all 100% accurate. The storylines are fictional. But if you want to learn about what's really going on in the border with current statistics and the real transnational cartels named, I would encourage people to go on to either Amazon or WadeJustice.com and get a copy of Border Justice. And they would be shocked by what they learn, because in every book I try to educate my readers about a current serious problem in the United States or in the world.
We talk about the statistics. How reliable are the federal statistics?
Oh, boy. Where do you want to start?
we only have a minute, but, you know, you mentioned this because, you know, I was going to say that I was looking at a map and they were showing the penetration of the cartel organization, the supply chain, into the United States. And we're probably covering about every one of the states, maybe except for eight. And I could be off there. But regardless, I mean, the infrastructure of the cartels within the United States is massive.
Oh, no, it's absolutely incredible. So we lost, in 2022, we lost almost 110,000 people to overdose deaths, of which 80% of those were fentanyl, and the new drug ISO, which is 10 times more powerful than fentanyl. So 80% of those were fentanyl opioid deaths. In the entire 15-year conflict in Vietnam, we lost 58,000 military personnel. So in 1 year, we lose almost twice the amount of people in the United States that we lost in Vietnam in a 15-year conflict.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. No matter.